No, they lived different. It was in the coffin, where the coffin would be sharp to the end, but the casket nowadays, most of the same distance, width all the way from foot to end.
That's interesting. What do you call the place where they bury the caskets?
Radio.
Okay. And what do you call flowing water, like a river, only smaller than a river?
Well.
Okay.
Flowing water.
Yeah. Would you ever call it a creek or a stream or a branch? Or?
No.
Okay. Do you have a name for a flat, grassy country around the seacoast?
Mm-hmm.
Where there might be water standing, but there's grass. It's a grassy area right on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that?
Marshland.
Okay. And what do you call the straps that you're wearing over your shoulders?
Suspenders.
Do you remember another name for those?
Mm-hmm.
Did you used to call them something else?
No, that's all right. I remember they call them suspenders.
Okay, fine. I heard one person yesterday call them galluses.
Galluses. It was a long time ago. Well, it wasn't suspenders because Laura and I was a boy that people more than used to make about the claws.
Oh, really?
So they were called suspenders.
Huh. They weren't stretchy then, were they?
No, you know, they were solid claws.
Oh, that's interesting.
The world was busted.
What do you call the kind of gravy that you can make when you have ham? You don't add any flour, but you just add water to the grease of ham?
Mm. So what you call it?
Uh-huh. Is there a special name for it?
Ham gravy, that's all I said.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that you used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. And do you have a name, for a long-legged hog with a thin body and a long snout?
Hog.
Mm-hmm.
No, because some more kind sometimes be there, it'd be male or female. So I don't think it's any different thing for it.
Do you have razorbacks or piney woods rooters? Or?
Well, razorback, if I did. Something that grew up in the wood like, but you got one over there, passed and be taken care of.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Itching.
A
cone.
Oh, yeah, and there's something else too. A mother might tell her children not to go barefoot because they might get
a cone on their toes. Get brownies.
That's what I was thinking of. Do you know any remedies for that?
For brownies?
Uh-huh.
Long time ago when I was a boy and used to have it, gold used to grow. And the old people would get the gold leaf and put salt on it and they rub it to the head.
Huh. Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Do you know any names for homemade whiskey?
Did I ever learn?